Hello and welcome to the Second San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I am a realtor at RE/MAX Today in downtown San Carlos. And today is Thursday, September 27th, 2007. Appreciate everybody who's logged on to San Carlos Blog and downloaded this podcast. Today we're going to look at three important issues for folks here in San Carlos that are thinking of possibly putting their home up for sale. Number one, we're going to look at the most critical steps in preparing your home for sale. Number two, we're going to examine some of the marketing tools that will be available to you and your realtor. I will give you my two cents on ones that I think are valuable and others you could probably do without. And number three, we're going to look at pricing in today's San Carlos market. So let's start off with number one. What are the most critical steps in preparing your home for sale? Number one is obviously to choose a qualified listing agent. And I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of detail on this simply because there's an entire section on the blog entitled How to Interview a Listing Agent. And if folks would like, they can certainly get more information there. Off the cuff, I will tell you that agent should be local, experienced, know the San Carlos market extremely well. And you should have the trust that agent is going to do what they say they're going to do. And finally, call the references. Each agent should provide you with a minimum of three references. And certainly call those references and make sure that those folks' experience is the same experience that listing agent is promising you. Once you've decided on a listing agent, the next thing that I always recommend for my clients after we engage in a listing agreement is to do a property inspection. And the reason you want to do a property inspection is simply to, ahead of time, is for a variety of reasons, really. Number one is to find out if there's, God forbid, anything terribly wrong with the property that might drastically affect how you're going to price it. Number two, and more commonly here in San Carlos, given the age of most of the homes, is there's usually a lot of minor things wrong with the home, and it gives you an opportunity to go ahead and fix those yourself, or maybe have a handyman and then come in and check a lot of those off the list of the property inspection. It works well for when a prospective buyer is viewing the property inspection. They see that you have taken the time to go through and do some of those items. Makes them feel a little bit more comfortable. The same is true of a pest inspection. I advise you get that ahead of time, and for the exact same reasons, and if you wanted a chance to do those ahead of time, the items on that property inspection, you could do that as well. The average cost for a property inspection will run about $500 to $550. Pest inspection, probably about $200. And like in all businesses, there is a difference in the quality of the inspector. And if anybody would like any references on a possible inspector, I'm happy to give the names of the guys that I use and trust, and certainly get my contact info from the blog site. I'm happy to forward those names to you. Number two is the cleanliness of the inside of the house, and how does the interior resonate with the buyers. And obviously, it goes without saying, the inside of the home should be sparkling clean. The question always comes into play of to stage or not to stage. You know, I'm a big believer in staging. I think that if you get a qualified, really good stager, they can make a big difference. Staging is going to run you anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 right off the bat. And the goal of the staging is obviously to get the home in shape, but furniture, paint, whatever the case may be, to accentuate the home in its best possible light, and to, again, kind of hit home with the highest number, highest percentage of buyers. If you can do that, you're going to create interest in your home and, you know, possibly get yourself one or two offers, which, again, will possibly drive up the interest in your home as well as the price. And number three, under preparing your home for sale, we're going to look at the outside of the home. It goes without saying, the outside of the home should be clean, in good order. You should always have a gardener come in and clip the bushes, trees if that's needed, lawn, put down some ground cover, maybe a few potted plants, and again, all this should be done prior to your home going on the market. So those three sub areas we just covered: the inspection, the staging, the cleaning, and the outside of the home. For my clients, I include that in the cost of my commission, most of the time with very little exceptions, and I know some realtors will do the same thing. But again, that's something that should be negotiated between you and your realtor in terms of who's paying for what during the time that you are entering into a listing agreement. The last item I'm going to mention on preparing your home for sale would be the disclosures. Disclosures are perhaps the most important part of, on the legal side, obviously, of selling your home. Keep in mind that the average disclosure package in San Carlos is about 150 pages, and it's cumbersome, tiresome, it's not a lot of fun. And again, of those 150 pages, a good portion are the reports and environmental reports that you're required to hand over. But I would, again, if there's an issue of whether to disclose something that you are when you are writing on the various forms that are required, I would go ahead and disclose it. And that's coming from a realtor and a former attorney. A lot of people get themselves into trouble sometimes over not disclosing items that really would have had zero relevance on the purchase price of their home to begin with. So you will sleep a lot better after the transaction if you just go ahead and disclose. Again, if there's a question, disclose it. You'll sleep better. Looking into our second topic, which is the marketing tools. Now that you have your listing agent, you have your property inspections done, you have your disclosures done, it's been staged, what tools are available to you and your real estate agent to go ahead and aggressively market your home? Let me start by saying the tools I would kind of stay away from that have kind of gone the way of the dinosaur. Print ads, I don't think have a big effect. I think they're more for the listing agent and perhaps their advertisements. Homes and Land Magazine, I don't think people search Homes and Land Magazine for their ideal home. A lot of those homes, by the time they get in there, are already sold or have had a price reduction or something else has gone on with them. The newspaper is okay as long as you're just using it for an open house. I don't think buying a 4x6 slot in the paper for the advertising of your house is going to sell your house. People in the Bay Area have become very savvy, obviously, just by the nature of where we are in Silicon Valley. 80% of the home searches in San Mateo County are being done online. So that leads us into step one of the marketing tools you do want to take advantage of, and it's probably money well spent. Number one is the MLS. Have your home on the MLS and have it ready with pictures day one. So after the home has been staged or rearranged or cleaned or however you and your realtor decide to do it, have the home photographed, have the virtual tours up and running. And that way, the first day you list on the MLS and it becomes MLS active, and a prospective buyer is searching through their realtor's site, when the home gets emailed to them as being an active home on the MLS, it does not come without pictures. You want it with pictures to show up that first day. Otherwise, if they can't see pictures, some people just delete it, come back to it later, they forget about it. But if you have pictures ready to go on the first day it hits the MLS and virtual tours, it's just going to hit home with a lot more buyers and obviously create a lot more activity. So that's number one. Number two, and I think the most underused tool for marketing homes here in San Carlos is Craigslist. You just can't imagine how many people search Craigslist. Outside of search engine hits, it's the number one hit site in the Bay Area. And yet in San Carlos, if you look on there for active homes, there are only maybe 25% of the homes, active homes in San Carlos right now are actually listed on Craigslist. It just doesn't make any sense. You can have links to the realtor site, links to MLS, you can have virtual tours, and it's all for free on Craigslist. So there's really no excuse for the home not being on Craigslist yet. Again, 75% of the active homes in San Carlos are not there. It absolutely amazes me. And probably more on the cutting edge, a lot more people are doing web commercials now, so the first thing you would do is buy your domain with your address. So if you lived at 2055 Bell Avenue, you could simply perhaps purchase 2055bellavenue.com, and you could link that site to the MLS, to your Craigslist page, and people can log on there and they can get more virtual tours, more information about the house. They can give you feedback, and again, it's relatively inexpensive, and you could put a web commercial on there, so when your photographer comes out, they could take a few more pictures. The MLS will only host 9 plus 2 virtual tours, so on your actual domain for your street address, you could have people log on. They could maybe look at 20 pictures. They could look at 6 virtual tours. They could do all sorts of different stuff, and it just gives you a lot more options, and people are obviously a lot more visual when it comes to purchasing a home, and the more information you can give them ahead of time, the more likely they are to go ahead and come out and visit your home. So again, I would highly recommend the web commercials and domains. Again, relatively inexpensive, and tend to do a good job in promoting your home. With the final issue, we're going to go ahead and look at pricing in today's San Carlos market. The first thing people have to understand is, you know, this isn't San Carlos 2004, as I tried to tell some of my sellers, and your home is more than likely not going to be bid up $300,000-$400,000 over the asking price. But if you price it fair, your home in San Carlos will sell most likely quickly. If you look at the total number of homes that are on the market in San Carlos right now, you'll see there's 57 active homes, and that's about the average of about past 12 months. So the mortgage woes in early August really have not hit us. And if you look at some of the recent blog entries, you'll note that I guess it was September 10th entry that followed homes that were entered into contract after the mortgage news had kind of hit and then closed escrow. And if you look at those 8 or 9 homes, actually maybe it was 10 homes, the average selling price was $141,000 over the asking price. 7 of those homes went over the asking price, 1 was at asking price, and 2 were within 1.5% of the asking price. So again, it's just this simple. Price it fairly in San Carlos. Do a good job on your staging and your marketing tools, and you're not going to have any issue selling your home at asking price, or maybe even a little bit higher. Just this past week, I had a client that eventually shied away from bidding on a home that had been on the market for 1 week. When we called to talk about a possible offer, they had 4 confirmed offers, and we're going to view them the following day. My client decided that wasn't something he wanted to be involved with, but nonetheless, goes to show you that homes are still getting multiple bids. Homes are being taken off the market before they actually even hit the MLS, which is another possibility that we will examine in another podcast. But the San Carlos market's very good, and there are 3 blog entries within the last 2 weeks on San Carlos blog site that'll go into more detail talking about mortgage woes and talking about recent sales in San Carlos, and I'd encourage you to visit those. And appreciate everyone stopping by. I hope this has been informative, and if any questions, you can always email me or give me a ring. Again, my contact info is on the website, and look forward to talking to you next week. Take care.